Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is from Commander's Wire. When you rebrand, it's supposed to give you momentum. That means selling more t-shirts, hats, and jerseys with the new name and logo. That hasn't been the case for the Washington Commanders. The Commanders changed their name from the generic moniker football team to Commanders. Let me get to the facts here. According to Josh Kaber of Finance Buzz, only three NFL fan bases spend less on merchandise than the Commanders. The NFL league-wide average per team is $144. Washington fans spend an average of $80 annually on team merchandise. Everybody can react. I think there's a number of factors.
Listen, I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Because I think when the name was changed, you had so many people that didn't like it to where they, and then when you start hearing about the sale, people immediately start thinking that would be another name change. And I would suspect that people are going, okay, I'm not going to buy this and then be buying something else in a few years. I'm going to wait and see what goes down.
I totally agree with
that.
Because
if you have to go with the majority didn't agree.
I agree. I also think a lot of the gear is whack. Like, I don't think there's that much. That hat you had the other day, the draft day hat that Jaden Daniels been wearing and all his Instagram stuff, that's a cool hat. But I don't know. I think fans got kind of burnt a little bit. Like, a lot of fans bought a Chase Young jersey. A lot. He's... Where the hell? He's with the Saints now. I think the Jaden Daniels jersey finalization has not occurred yet. I think also, if you believe they're going to change it again, I just think the name stinks. Too many people equate it with Dan still. There's not that. Dude, I don't think the jerseys are that. Which jersey would you buy of the three that exist? Like, Toby, you're a Skins fan. Which jersey do you like? Because for me, it'd be the black one, I think. I don't love it.
Yeah, I bought the burgundy one. I think I bought a Dotson jersey. That's the only Commanders one I bought. I prefer the burgundy, but the black just doesn't look like the like team Steelers. I grew up cheering for.
Right.
Like,
I just don't think the burgundy does either.
I think ultimately it's a multitude of factors, okay? Because let's be real. People were buying the previous name Steel. At high level, till they stop.
I imagine you could, is Redskins stuff still selling like on eBay?
So they were, but the thing of it is, you don't like the owner. This is all stuff why it started to drop. They didn't believe that they went with the way that they said they were choosing their name, and you weren't winning. That's three factors all together that make people say, "Nah, not doing it."
Right. I think if you had to get something right now. Because I wonder if you saw this. I saw a couple people wearing this at the draft party. Is the LSU Jaden Daniels jersey? That's pretty tough.
Yeah, but if you want to sell yourself, you want to be buying a burgundy jersey.
I'm not saying that that's good for the Commanders. Yeah. I'm just saying if you're a fan of the team and you want a jersey right now, I think the LSU Jaden Daniels jersey is pretty tough.
That's why you're just a fan of LSU and Jaden Daniels.
Nah, because people used to wear the Robert Baylor jersey, and I thought it was kind
of
cool.
I've never seen one of them.
Really?
Nope.
That happened. That was a thing.
I never saw one of them.
Maybe Toby saw it. But, dude, I'm on their website right now, and I just don't know. There's got to be some good gear. I think the name is tough. There's just a lot of tough. If you had to buy something and Beamish doesn't like my college jersey idea, I would get – I might, like, personalize a Joe Jacoby jersey. I would order a Beamish jersey. I had a Clinton Portis jersey that I loved. Like, Daryl Green, you could buy – I mean, that is – that's pretty dope. Like the old school white with the burgundy and gold on the arm.
I like that.
Landfill, would you buy Commander's gear?
I wouldn't for a couple more years because I think there's a decent possibility that they have a new name. You know, if it's like 4 years from now and they're still called the Commanders, then I'd feel comfortable they're sticking with it. But I think there's a realistic chance 2 years from now they're called something different. So I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Those jerseys are not cheap.
No, they're not. I think if this team wins a certain level of games this year, come back the next year and then they'll start seeing, oh, something new's going on.
Right.
People will buy stuff. But you got to understand how long things were going on a decline as to why they dropped that low.
Well, and then so they become the Commanders and then like kind of right away – I don't know how fair it was, but because the new ownership came in and said the word Redskins, people were immediately like, oh, my God, they're switching. They were never going back. That doesn't mean there might not be something else in the cards.
Yeah.
But I think immediately the excitement was met by not an expectation, but at least a question that the name will change again. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people then kind of decided to be a little more reserved with what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
While we're having this conversation, though, and I want to be clear, like, should anyone in Ashburn be listening, we're not dunking on you. This is from Commander's Wire, and it's like, there's like a business study from Finance Buzz that has determined that Washington ranked 29th in merchandise sold. and if you want to, like, do the math on that, what's the market size of Washington versus Charlotte or Cleveland or Kansas City or Green Bay, because it's significantly different. All of that said, though, maybe they should tighten up a little bit of what they sell on the website, because it's a relatively simple and basic and historic concept of supply and demand.
Yeah.
If you can limit the supply, the demand should increase, right?
It does.
So let me, I just found this.
Everything that you ever had for sale, it's still on there for sale.
Well, that's its own thing. I just found this. Now, this is a new player in Washington that has a legit chance of being a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But how many Nick Allegretti jerseys do you think they're selling for $130?
Hey, man, big boys, big people like that, man. You know, his family might get them too. I'm sure he got big brothers.
They might get two of them. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he might get two or three of them.
I just, the decision to...
you got to make it possible for everyone. Because the moment you don't put something out there for somebody, people are going to be complaining about it. So you put them all out there.
Hold on.
They probably didn't produce a lot.
I'm scrolling through here, and it's, you can pre-order a Daniels with a 1 or a 0. You can get McLaurin, obviously, McLaurin, Daryl Green, Terry McLaurin in the military, or Nick Allegretti.
Yeah. Because he's
Sean Taylor, Doug Williams.
He's the offensive lineman they're promoting the most.
I don't even think he would be the one. Biadasz got more money. Cosby's been
Biadasz
the best player.
Biadasz got more money, but Allegretti comes with an attitude and a reputation.
He didn't even start.
That he would rip your damn head off.
It's weird they're selling his jersey on the website. They don't even have sell Joe Jacoby's jersey or Russ Grimm.
But see, that's the thing about it, Jay. And I'll be honest with you.
B, they got Sean Taylor.
Eventually,
they got Daryl Green.
Eventually, you got to move forward. You can't just sell all the old stuff and then expect people to really get into it. Daryl Green number is about to be retired. So, yes, I'm selling the hell out of that one.
You don't think it's weird they're selling Nick Allegretti jerseys?
No, they always sold offensive lineman jerseys around here.
It's just, it's a very bizarre choice.
I don't know. I don't know.
Over under 9.5 Nick Allegretti jerseys sold.
By the season, I would go over.
Just because we're talking about it now?
No, because it's going to be, listen, but I always see some big dude wearing an obscure number and name. Like, why the hell did you buy that? Oh, man, I like to wear the big boy stuff.
I'll go under 9.5. Landfill?
I mean, he's got to have a family, right? They'll get him over 9.5.
Kevin Falk joins us next. We're going to talk Jaden Daniels, a jersey that will sell way over 9.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.